وہ نبیوں میں رحمت لقب پانے والا، وہ نبیوں میں رحمت لقب پانے والا، مرادیں غریبوں کی برلانے والا، مصیبت میں غیروں کے کام آنے والا، مصیبت میں غیروں کے کام آنے والا، وہ اپنے پرائے کا غم کھانے والا، فقیروں کا ملجا ضعیفوں کا ماوا، فقیروں کا ملجا ضعیفوں کا ماوا، یتیموں کا والی غلاموں کا مولا، یتیموں کا والی غلاموں کا مولا، خطا کار سے در گزر کرنے والا، خطا کار سے در گزر کرنے والا، بد اندیش کے دل میں گھر کرنے والا، مفاسد کا زیر و زبر کرنے والا، مفاسد کا زیر و زبر کرنے والا، قبائل کشیر و شکر کرنے والا، اتر کر حرا سے سوئے قوم آیا، اتر کر حرا سے سوئے قوم آیا، اور ایک نسخے کی میاں ساتھ لایا، یہ سنتے ہی تھرا گیا گلا سارا، یہ رائی نے للکار کے جب پکارا، کہے ذات واحد عبادت کے لائق، کہے ذات واحد عبادت کے لائق، زباں اور دل کی صداقت کے لائق، لگاؤ تو لو اپنے اس سے اس کے آگے جھکاؤ، اسی پر ہمیشہ بھروسہ کرو تم، اسی پر ہمیشہ بھروسہ کرو تم، اسی کے صدا عشق قدم بھرو تم، اسی کے صدا عشق قدم بھرو تم، وہ نبیوں میں رحمت لقب پانے والا، مرادیں غریبوں کی برلانے والا۔
السلام علیکم۔ الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، ف فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن الجنة حرمت على الأنبياء حتى أدخلها وإن الجنة حرمت على الأمم حتى تدخلها أمتي. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected ulama, respected elders, friends, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It was my desire to say a few words regarding the ultimate book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious Quran. But alhamdulillah, my respected friend Maulana has to some extent discussed the very topic, and so I was thinking to myself as to which topic I should discuss today when our respected guest Hazrat Qari Sahab recited a naat in praise of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And suddenly it struck me that last month was the month of Rabiul Awwal, in which this great messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sovereign of both the worlds, the one who was sent as mercy for the humanity, our beloved Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was born. I thought it appropriate to say a few words in regard to this great personality, although the task is not easy. An Urdu poet has said, لفظ بے بس زبان ہے معذور مجھ سے ذکر رسول کیا ہوگا. لفظ بے بس, I cannot find the words. زبان ہے معذور, my tongue is disabled, it is handicapped. مجھ سے ذکر رسول کیا ہوگا, how will I speak on the life of the beloved messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because his life is an ocean which has no shore. How can I cross an ocean which has no shore? Lafz bebas zuban hai maazoor mujhse zikr rasool kya hoga, na kinara ho jis samandar ka wo samandar ubur kya hoga.
How can I cross that ocean which has no shore? In the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla jalaluhu wa amma nawaluhu has not created anyone more virtuous, more handsome, more unique, more knowledgeable, more devout, more God-fearing than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ali karramallahu wajhahu, a great companion of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, gives an account of the features, the characters, the manners, the approach, the attitude of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he reaches a stage where he finds himself not capable of going further on this topic. So he says, يَقُولُ نَعِتُهُ لَمْ أَرَ مِثْلَهُ لَا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ قَطُّ. I have never seen anything like him, neither before nor after. يَقُولُ نَعِتُهُ, he says, anyone who would describe the features of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the characters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the morals of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the method of training, the method of education of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say at the end, after a brief description, lam ara mislahu, I have not seen anything like him, la qablahu wala ba'dahu qattu, neither before him nor after him. The kindness, the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instilled in the heart of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After witnessing and observing his dealings, after observing his attitudes, his approach, even the enemy would say that we have not seen anyone more merciful than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dekhkar akhlaq ko aur aapke altaaf ko, dekhkar akhlaq ko aur aapke altaaf ko, ghair bhi kehte hain tum ho rahmatul lil alamin. After witnessing the affection of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after observing the manners and the characters of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the non-Muslims would say that he is the rahmatul lil alameen. He is the mercy for all the worlds. How can we discuss the life of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Iqbal mein kis muh se karu madhi Muhammad, Iqbal, with which tongue shall I praise the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Iqbal mein kis muh se karu madhi Muhammad, muh mera bahut chota hai aur baat badi hai. The topic is so vast that a humble person like me cannot discuss the life of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here we have Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the other companion saying, we have never seen anything like him before. It is an experience of an individual sahabi who may have seen the people of this world for 70 years, maybe 60 years, maybe 80 years, maybe 90 years. Okay, well and good. You haven't seen anyone more greater than him in these 90 years, but there may have been somebody more superior to him before your coming into this world, or there may have been somebody more superior after your going from this world. Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, Abu Bakr رضی اللہ عنہ, Umar رضی اللہ عنہ, they are talking about an experience of 90 years, 80 years, 70 years, 60 years. No, my friends, we find a hadith in خصائص قبرہ اور الشفاء of قاضی عیاض رحمہ اللہ, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, regarding whom the Quran says, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, he does not speak of his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ, it is a wahi, it is a revelation which is being revealed to him. Aisha رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ narrates the hadith, she says that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to me, O Aisha, Jibreel was here a few minutes ago. Jibreel was here a few minutes ago. Now Jibreel was created long before the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And Jibreel is the only angel who was honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to visit and come into the company of the cream of humanity, the approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. He had seen Adam alayhi salam, he had seen Dawood alayhi salam, he had seen Nuh alayhi salam, he had seen Isa alayhi salam, he had seen Shu'aib alayhi salam, and he has also seen our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, Jibreel was here a few minutes ago and he said to me, قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا, I have turned upside down the easts of this world and the wests of this world. The reference is being made here that I have seen each and every human. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the power to do so. One is only able to perform a task if he is gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have seen each and every human, those living in the east, those living in the west, those living in the north, those living in the south, right from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the conclusion? Who is the most greatest? He said, قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا فَلَمْ أَرَ رَجُلًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ, but my eyes has not seen anyone more greater than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest in the congregation of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, the embodiment of all the excellencies. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Qasim Sahib Nanutvi rahmatullahi alayhi states, jahan ke sare kamalat ek tujh mein hai, you are the embodiment of all the excellencies, embodiment of all the excellencies. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Islam, which was initiated by Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, this religion is not a new religion. This religion was brought by Adam alayhi salam, it was brought by Nuh alayhi salam, it was brought by Saleh alayhi salam, it was brought by Hud alayhi salatu wa sallam. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam came with the religion of Islam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This religion initiated with the coming of Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, and this religion ended with the advent of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only difference is that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came, his sharia was beneficial only for the period of his time. And when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came, his sharia and the teachings of the religion of Islam at that time were beneficial and were applicable only in his time. When our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, now his deen is so complete and his sharia is so complete that it is applicable till the dawn of the day of Qiyamah. بحصہِ رسدی لائے تھے شریعت عیسیٰ و موسیٰ, مکمل دین لے کر ہیں محمد مصطفیٰ آئے, محمد اور آدم کا تعلق اس سے ظاہر ہے, وہ لے کر ابتدا آئے, یہ لے کر انتہا آئے. There is no difference. The deen of Islam was initiated by our great grandfather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and it ended. It was completed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. It is not a new religion. This is the completion of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What great honor for you and me than the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed his deen upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة ولا فخرا. I will be the leader of humanity on the day of قيامت. I am not proud because it is the grace of my creator. أنا حامل لواء الحمد يوم القيامة ولا فخرا. I will be holding the flag of حمد, the flag of praise on the day of قيامت. I am not proud. It is the grace of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. أنا أول شافع وأول مشفع ولا فخرة. I will be the first to intercede on the day of قيامت, and I will be the first whose intercession will be accepted on the day of قيامت. I am not proud. It is the grace of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. أنا أول من يقرأ باب الجنة ولا فخرة. I will be the first to knock on the door of Jannah. I am not proud. It is the grace of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And further, our beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إن الجنة حرمت على الأنبياء حتى أدخلها. Jannah is haram, Jannah is forbidden upon all the Anbiya, all the Prophets until I enter Jannah. وإن الجنة حرمت على الأمم حتى تدخلها أمتي. And Jannah is haram upon all the Ummats, all the Nations until my Ummat enters Jannah. کیوں نہ پائے تیری امت خیر امت کا خطاب. کیوں نہ پائے تیری امت. Why should not your ummah be given the title of خیر ummah, the greatest ummah, the best ummah? Why not? کیوں نہ پائے تیری امت خیر امت کا خطاب. تو ہے جب خیر البشر خیر الرسل خیر الانام. When you are the leader of humanity, then your ummah must be the leader of all the ummahs. This is a great honor bestowed upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us keep this in mind. Let us not become the victims of inferiority complex. Let us extricate ourselves from this inferiority complex. Our deen is the greatest. Our Rasul is the greatest. The Quran revealed to our Rasul is the greatest. This system which covers every aspect of the human life was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not a system made by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a system sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the knowledge of the unseen, who knew 1400 years ago that a time is going to come when the Muslims will spread throughout the world. Muslims will live in China, Muslims will live in Africa, Muslims will live in the European countries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this system which is Allah-made. Why should we become the victims of inferiority complex? We should be proud of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be proud to be Muslims. We should be proud to be the followers of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, لَكُمْ for you فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ in the Messenger of Allah أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, a beautiful example. The problem of today's Muslim is, that he does not regard his messenger as his model. He is the model for us. He is the model for us. The father should study the life and imitate the life of the father of Fatima. The husband should study the life and imitate the life of the husband of Aisha and Khadija. The tradesman, the businessman should study and imitate the life of the tradesman of Sham and Syria. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left any aspect of the human life unexplained. Not a single aspect. And if we want to acquire success in this world and the hereafter, there is only one way. That is in following the Quran and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our deen does not prevent us from progressing. It does not prevent us from progressing in worldly spheres. Education, secular education, go as far as you want. Business, go as far as you want. Technology, go as far as you want. Our deen does not prevent us from the progress of this world. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Hakim al-Ummat, Mujaddid al-Millat, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the great scholar of the Indian subcontinent, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created the hereafter only for us. For the Muslims, Allah has created the hereafter and this world also. The hereafter and this world also. As long as we remain within the limitations that the Sharia has put down for us, we are able to do anything, we are able to make progress. Our pious predecessors, did they not make progress in technology, in sciences? The Muslim youth is unaware of the contribution of his elders and of his pious predecessors in mathematics. He is unaware of the contribution of his elders and of his great-grandfathers in the field of biology, chemistry and physics. This Muslim youth is unaware of the contributions of his pious predecessors in the field of geography and history. They are the rectors and they are the ones who establish these sciences. If we study very carefully, first it was Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah who came to the conclusion that the world is not flat, the world is round. It was Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. But we are unaware of our own history. Never mind our pious predecessors, never mind Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, never mind the pious predecessors, this Muslim youth is unaware of the great life of his own beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The research and the ultimate result of the researches to which the world is reaching today. Alhamdulillah, Quran has mentioned the same results of 1400 years ago. There are so many things which the scientists have discovered only 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. We are unaware. It is just like somebody who has got a very precious pearl in his home, but he is unaware that there is a precious pearl lying in the corner. He goes in the market looking at the pearls, which are much more cheaper than what his house possesses, and he is admiring the pearls in the market, unaware of the fact that there is a greater pearl and more precious pearl which is lying in the corner of his home. That is why we have become the victims of inferiority complex. And all we are trying to do is hold wealth as much as possible. Education, we don't want to know about education. Religious or secular. System in life, organization in life. Unity, love and affection. We don't want to know anything about it. All we are interested in, how we can hold wealth. Is this what our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, my friend? No. No. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who could not even graze camels. Teri fayya zina zarro ko banaya aftab. Teri fayya zina zarro ko banaya aftab. The particles of dust that were lying on the ground, your generosity has elevated them to such a status that they became the sons of the time. Teri faya zine zarron ko banaya aftab, ban gaye oonton ke charwa hai zamane ke imam. Durfashani ne tere qatron ko darya kar diya, dil ko roshan kar diya, aankhon ko beena kar diya, khud na the jo raah par, auron ke haadi ban gaye, kya nazar thi jisne murdon ko masiha kar diya. Do those who were dead, the dead hearts became so powerful due to the company of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that not only were these hearts, not only did these hearts become alive, they became the revivers of dead hearts. They became the reviver of dead hearts. So somebody asked Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you were wretched, nobody wanted to know you. You are so wretched that you are unknown. What gave you honor and dignity? He said, "Kunna adhillah." Yes, we were wretched. Nahnu qawmun a'azzana Allahu bil Islam. We are a nation whom Allah has given dignity through Islam. If we adopt the teachings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in full, udkhulu fi silm kaffa, in full, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate us. And further, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah yantiku ala lisan Umar." When Umar speaks, it is his tongue, but the word belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Umar says. What is he saying? "Nahnu qawmun a'azzana Allahu bil Islam." We are a nation whom Allah has given dignity through Islam. And further he says, "Famahma ibtaghayna al-izzata bighayri ma a'azzana Allahu bihi adhallana Allah." For as long as we look for success, for as long as we look for dignity, for as long as we look for honor in ways other than the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will keep us disgraced. Allah will keep us disgraced. We have to bring the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to bring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, then everything is with us. If Allah is not with us, then nothing is with us. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Tu ek mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. And if you are mine, then everything belongs to me, the earth and the heaven. And how can we get the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is very easy. It is very easy. Allama Iqbal says, "Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere." This is the way to get the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are faithful to Muhammad, then we are yours. Ye jahan cheez hai kya loh kalam tere hai. Never mind the problems of this world. The loh, the kalam, the book of taqdeer and the pen of taqdeer will belong to you. Ask for anything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you. Friends, young friends, let us attach ourselves to this great deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us instill in our hearts the love for our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us extricate ourselves from this inferiority complex, and let us be proud of this great religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be proud of this great book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be proud of this great messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us work hard, united on one platform, to achieve and acquire the nearness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts His love, the love for His Rasul and the love for His great deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.